as I was saying, all of us that could went over and spent some time before the Blessed Sacrament. And all the nurses, we only have one now that's not Catholic, and all the nurses did go over. And Father Cunningham tries so hard, and he's working against such tremendous obstacles that, you know, you like to help him in any way you can. And he really does try so hard to make our church like a parish in the States. And of course, it's the example is set by Catholics in Spain is so poor that I'm afraid some of our people are adopting their ways. However, maybe when they get back to the States, they'll straighten out. And I'm sure it's frustrating for Father Cunningham. Well, anyhow, today I went down to Sevilla to do some shopping. Little did I ever think I'd drive 70 miles to do some shopping. But since we both have record players and I have a tape recorder, I decided I better buy another voltage regulator. I've been calling it a transformer. Well, when I got there, one of the American men told me that what I really wanted was not a transformer but a voltage regulator. Thank goodness. All right, paid $7 or something for something that I couldn't use when I got at home. So I bought a voltage regulator, I think probably made on the American market. And anyhow, it indicates how much electricity, there's a little gauge on it, how many volts are going through this recorder so it won't burn it out. And then we have another Spanish regulator that Pauline can have in her for her record player. So I got that, and I got another plug outlet. You know, we have different outlets than we have at home, so I have to get adapters for those. I bought another one of those. And I bought a couple of sheets for the window in the guest room, pink, I think. Yeah, pink. And we have a Spanish-type spread on it, so it's an attractive guest room if you're ever deciding to come on over. And let's see, what else did I get? Oh, I got fresh milk from Germany, you know, the kind that we can drink. And hamburger rolls. We don't have any hamburger, but gee, you just don't ever see hamburger rolls down here, so we had to buy them. And I tried to get a glass top for my coffee percolator, but I couldn't. They didn't have the right size. I bought one at our exchange the other day, but it's too loose and it fell out. I guess it's a peculiar size or something, but we'll have to make it manage. And deodorant for the toilet bowls. Well, we couldn't get that. Now, aren't you excited about the shopping that you do when you're over here? It's really something. Things you wouldn't even think of in the States. They don't have any plastic bags, but I'm certain that our exchange does, so I'll get them there. I want to put my winter clothes in storage with, you know, that stuff for demothing stuff. When I can put my winter clothes in storage, probably this week, I would imagine. It's getting warmer every day. Let's see, what else did I get up there? Well, I guess that's about it. Well, I bought some American-type potato chips, too. We only get the ones in Tangiers, unless they get a shipload or a plane load in from the States. And they're all right from Tangiers, but they're not like home, you know. So when you see these things, you have to buy them, even if you don't want them, because you don't know when you're going to be able to go back and get them. I'll be just ruined when I get home. And then I went into Sevilla and parked the car, and of course, this is their big, big week, and try to make reservations for a bullfight for next Sunday. I don't know whether or not the man got my message, but I'm hoping that he did. And I went downtown, just walked around, you know, and I bought these little, well, figures, as I said, of Semana Santa to send home. And let's see, what else did I do? Oh, I guess that's all I did. Didn't buy very much, really, because the stores were closed. And but anyhow, they're selling, they're renting, they're not selling. On the sidewalk, oh, three, four, five deep, they're selling little seats to people to sit and watch the parade of Semana Santa, the Penitence March tonight. But I didn't, they tried to sell me one, but I wanted to come back here. And then I came home, and I got back to the house anyway, and it was still early enough, so I went down to the bodega, which is not too far from here, that sells wine, and bought some wine. Pauline wanted red, because she likes to use it for cooking, And somebody had told me about this Amontillado. Wine only costs about 50 cents, you know. I mean, it's not very expensive or anything. It's good wine, too. They're in barrels and all. But when you go into the bodega, I was thinking walking down the street. Now, gee, it would be like walking from, oh, maybe our house to the Elms, maybe not quite that far. But it's hard with the car, you know, trying to get it parked and everything. So, by the way, I don't have a buyer for the car. I don't even know if anybody will buy it. So I'm not going to count my chickens before they're hatched and buy a Volkswagen or anything. But anyhow, as I said, I was walking down to the bodega. And I was thinking, gee, never did I ever think that this would be my Saturday afternoon job to go down and buy wine at a wine cellar. So I went in and ordered some Amontillado. I've never had it, but it's good. It's not too sweet. And I think I paid 30 pesetas for it or something like that. And Pauline wanted some red wine. She has a duty today, so I got it for her and brought it back to the house. And gee, I got three jugs of wine for under $2. You can't hardly beat that. And that was my afternoon. And as I said, I don't know whether Maria will come over and ask me to go down to watch the penitents. I almost hope she doesn't, because I don't want to insult her and not go, but I really would just as soon stay here and rest until it's time to go to church. And then drive in and meet Pauline and then go to Mass, to services and to our own Mass. I received the tape from Jack and Phil and the kids, and I sent it back to them. I sent one back to them, and, you know, just talk like I'm talking now. I hope she doesn't get her hopes all set up about Mark after he has his evaluation, because I think it's criminal of these doctors to even offer hope to anybody. I mean, to Ruth, and it's easy for me to say sitting over here, but I think it's awfully hard. And I just hope that they don't get their hopes set up too high and then to be disappointed. I got a kick out of the kids playing the piano. I don't think Johnny practices very much. Either that or he's not talented. Kathy does well, though. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that in the tape back to him, though. I wouldn't hurt his feelings for the world. And he told me to send Spanish stamps on my postcards. Well, I'll try. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes, though. I don't even know where the post office is in either Puerto or Rota. So, I get a kick out of him. He's a riot, that one. But, as I said, everything else seems to be fine. I got a nice little note from Nancy Donlan, and she sent me some sachet. Oh, speaking of that, Mother, will you, just a minute, and I'll check and see what the name of that thing is. You know, I forget it all the time. Well, we have Forbes to send me some more Stridex, you know, STRIDEX, six more bottles. Now, I'm not out of it by a long shot, but I don't want to run out of it. I don't know whether it's that or the climate or bathing in contaminated water like we're supposed to be bathing in or what's doing it, but my skin looks better than it's ever looked. Of course, about this time, it should be. However, I thought I'd mention it and ask you if you wouldn't mind sending it to me, and then let me know how much it is, and I'll send a check, because I don't want you being responsible for my debts. And listen, if you think I should send the girls some more candy, I can send them some other type besides the stuff I sent them. The stuff I sent them is sort of typically Spanish. But if they would like some other kind, I could send it to them. When I got a book from Ruth, she thought perhaps I'd enjoy having something to read, and of course she's right. We don't get very much reading material, although I order the Stars and Stripes and get it every day. But then over the weekend you don't get it for a couple of days, you know, then all of a sudden you get three or four Stars and Stripes. But I sit down and read it. But it doesn't give you an awful lot of news. Let's see, did I have something else I want to tell you? I hope all is well with Alice. And I did mention about Mary sending me a card. And my thanks to her. She put $2 in it, and I wish she wouldn't do it. So when you see her, you tell her that I'm deeply grateful to her and her kind thoughts, but not to be sending me any money. She has enough of her own without worrying about me. But Everything else, as I keep telling you, everything is okay. I don't have any complaints. We have the we're going to get the material, we hope, Monday or Tuesday for our drapes, and we hope if they're in. If they're not in, so help me, I'll kill them. Or if I don't, Pauline will. But we hope that they'll all be in okay. And I think while I'm thinking of it, I should tell you. I don't know if I've ever told you the telephone number here, and it's Puerto, P-U-E-R-T-A, or T-O, I guess, Day, D-E, Santa Maria, and the number is 1338. And not that I'm expecting you to ever call me, but in case, you know. And but by the way, if you ever needed me for anything, any kind of emergency, God forbid, but if you ever did, the Red Cross is the one to get in touch with. But you'd always have to stress it was an emergency. Otherwise, they wouldn't, they really wouldn't honor it. I mean, they wouldn't think it was an emergency unless you really stressed it. Well, I guess it's getting, or is it getting close to the end of the tape? I guess it is. Well, I have to get up and see. Well, maybe I'll put on my tape listen to Lawrence Welk for a while tonight and see what the one you sent me. I really enjoyed that. That was awfully nice. And I hope Uncle's okay and that you are receiving whatever packages I send safely. I can't send any wine through the mail, Pop. The kid in the post office asked me if they were empty, and I told him yes, you know. And he said to me, ma'am, he said, not that I care. What you do is your own business, but I wouldn't want to see you get in any trouble. And I said, no, I wouldn't send in any liquor that way. It isn't worth it, really. First of all, it might get broken, and secondly,